The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, we have to talk quickly today because there's a lot to get through. How are you? Fast, he says.
Well, I promise to do the remixed version of the Israel brief and speak as quickly as I can. How does that work for you?
Okay, no, that works absolutely perfectly. And let me tell you why. Because earlier on in the afternoon, I'd said to you we were hoping to get a Brit on to address the Corbyn issue. We didn't manage to get a Brit on. I think they're being interviewed by the entire world press. So I would love you also, amongst our issues today, to find the time to address Jeremy Corbyn. Or the lack of Jeremy Corbyn.
I would so love to address Jeremy Corbyn. So should we get off to a cracking start?
Please do. Yes, go for it.
Okay, so before we get into the big, big news stories of the day, which is the issue with Jack Dorsey and Twitter, it would appear Jack Dorsey's being a bit of a twit, and Jeremy Corbyn, let's just give the latest on where Israel is with COVID-19. And I'm very happy to report our rate of infections is at the lowest rate since June. This is very, very important. The benchmark we were measuring infections and the ability to lift lockdown would be 1,000 new infections a day. The last 24 hours, 644. So those numbers are coming down substantially, as are the numbers of seriously ill and the mortality rate, which of course means lots of discussion and debate. What do we lift restrictions off next? So the big issue here is schools. What do we do with schools? Do we let the schools come back in their entirety? Do we restrict it? A lot of criticism for the education department not seeming to have a proper plan, but Yoav Gallant and the health ministry discussing whether or not they should allow for elementary schools to open as well. I think there'll be a lot of relieved parents and I think a lot of relieved students. It's been a tremendous, tremendous strain on kids to deal with the pandemic and what it's done for their social development and their academic development. Also possibly opening will be synagogues, of course, to very, very restricted numbers and strict social distancing, and possibly more stores to open, which is a very, very important. I mean, Simon, I had to phone the hairdresser to book my appointment. I couldn't get one immediately. He's booked up for the first 3 days. I could only get one this Thursday. Okay. What a girl to do. But I'm really happy to hear that that they are busy and that business is starting to happen. It's very, very important. Just remember, guys, every time you shop, you support a small business, you're doing a mitzvah.
All right, so let's get on to that Twitter story because it is important. I mean, I think Dorsey has a lot to answer for. I think Twitter as a platform has a lot to answer for. What has been said during the congressional hearings?
Well, this is absolutely outrageous. I mean, just a moment ago, news broke that Twitter has blocked a tweet from the Malaysian Prime Minister saying that with regard to the terror attacks that took place in France today, that they are well within their rights to kill as many French people as possible because of the republishing of the Muhammad cartoon. And so they've blocked him. They haven't removed him. Well, so one of the big issues, which is why the Senate hearing was called, because there has been a story blocked by Twitter, an expose conducted by the New York Post, which exposes Hunter Biden, which is Joe Biden's son, for a lot of financial indiscretions. And that expose was blocked. So there has been a hearing and Senator Ted Cruz, Republican senator, being quite harsh and saying to him, you know, you've got no right to decide who the American public should be hearing from. You've got no right to block or flag the president of the United States, but you haven't hidden the Ayatollah al-Khamenei, his tweets on Holocaust denial or calls to wipe Israel off the map. Now, Twitter has been challenged on this before. In a hearing in the Knesset just a couple of weeks ago, they were asked, why have you not taken off these genocidal and Holocaust denying tweets coming from the Ayatollah al-Khamenei? So Senator Cory Gardner from Colorado. He said, it's strange to me that you flag tweets from the President of the United States, but you haven't hidden the Ayatollah's tweet. Millions of people died, and that's not a violation of Twitter. So Dorsey responded by saying, it's misleading information, but we don't have a policy against that type of misleading information, and included in this hearing. Also having to testify was Mark Zuckerberg. He's the CEO of Facebook, and Sundar Pichai, he's the CEO of Alphabet, which includes Google. And this, of course, is absolutely outrageous. And he went on to say that tweets denying the Holocaust will only be removed if they were considered to incite violence. Now, if anybody's being on social media and lately, and you're familiar with Louis Farrakhan and his use of the language synagogues of Satan, will be familiar that in Philadelphia, the city of brotherhood, just days ago, three observant Jewish men went to support an anti-racism rally, and they were forced out. They feared for their lives, and they were told that they're not welcome there. They represent the synagogue of Satan. This is where we are seeing, and we've said it time and time again on this show, on the show with Howard, you can draw a direct correlation by what is being put out on social media to acts of anti-Semitism. And here we have yet another case in point. And Senator Cruz went on to say, Mr. Dorsey, who the beep elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And he pushed for clarification. Why do you allow the Ayatollah to put that out? And he said, we respect his right to speak. This is what Twitter have said. They respect the right of the Ayatollah al-Khamenei to speak. And President Trump, whether you like him or loathe him, if he puts out something related to COVID or to something else, those tweets are flagged and blocked. But the Ayatollah calling for the eradication of the state of Israel, saying that the pictures of the Muhammad are the same as Holocaust denial, and saying that and espousing this theory of Holocaust denial, which is so unbelievably offensive, is still allowed because it's misleading information. But according to Jack Dorsey, it doesn't lead to violence.
According to Jack Dorsey. Let's move on to the fact that Israelis born, no, it's not Israelis, or maybe Israelis, but Israeli Americans or American Israelis who are born in Jerusalem can now put Jerusalem Israel, not just Jerusalem.
Absolutely. This has been a very sensitive issue, a big bone of contention for decades. And today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that U.S. citizens born in Jerusalem can now list Israel on their passports. You know, if you were born in Paris, it would say born in Paris, France. But if you were born in Jerusalem, it would just say Jerusalem. So now this is consistent with President Trump's recognition of the city as Israel's capital. And this is America putting out to the world that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And if you have born in Jerusalem in your American passport, you were effectively born in Israel.
Would that apply to East Jerusalem as well, Rolene?
It just says Jerusalem. So okay. They haven't been very specific. They've just said Jerusalem. But
Listen, in the 2 minutes that are left, I really would love you to address this really important story coming out of the UK today. The Equality and Human Rights Commission finding against the Labour Party.
Yes, they have said that the Labour Party, under the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn, broke the equality law and are responsible for unlawful acts of discrimination and harassment of the Jewish community. And we remember the very, very painful testimonies of nearly 200 Labour Party members of Parliament, Jews in the community, who spoke about the discrimination, the harassment they have felt, in particular on social media. We get back to social media again. We heard Keir Starmer, he's the new leader of the Labour Party, coming in when he was voted in, saying he's going to tackle this. This will not be allowed. And Jeremy Corbyn, once the ruling was given, once again, abdicated responsibility. He said it was overblown by political opponents, both within and outside of the party. It seems that Jeremy Corbyn is allergic to the word, I'm sorry, Simon, and he has promptly been suspended pending an investigation. He hasn't been fully kicked out, but he has been suspended. This is the Labour Party really, really doing what we call here tachlis. And we've heard from members of the Jewish community leadership who have said that they did not want this fight with the Labour Party, but that they're proud that they went out to fight for their rights. This has been a massive, massive issue. This has been an issue that we heard many Jews in the United Kingdom say if Jeremy Corbyn was elected Prime Minister during the elections last year, they would most certainly leave the country. The Equality and Human Rights Commission, the finding is public. In fact, I've read through it during the course of the day. They are saying that they're explaining the scope of the investigation, where they found discrepancies, and their recommendations that something be done very quickly to deal with it. And interestingly, one of the things they said is that when it comes to dealing with issues of sexual harassment, in the Labour Party, there are very clear-cut mechanisms for dealing, for reporting and for dealing and for meeting up punishment with that. But the same dignity has not been given to fighting anti-Semitism.
Absolutely fascinating and interesting that British fair play kind of won out at the end. Rolene, I've just got two things I want to read out before I let you go because we are out of time. The first is Gimple weighing in saying, Rolene, please will you find Baroness Chakrabarti and take back her peerage? So that's comment number one.
If I was that powerful, but...
Okay, well, we kind of think you are. And Benjamin DeVette, I don't know, he thinks the men are chopped liver, but he says, of course, Simon, the ladies, Rolene, Anthea, Sarah, and all the news ladies, in fact, all of them are the cherry on top of the high FM cake. Especially lovely Kathy when she graces us with her presence. You and the men are not too shabby either. So thank you half-heartedly from the men here. I'm sure Rolene's happy with the comment. Me, not so much.
Thank you, guys. Shabbat shalom.